If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Goodbyes are tiny beginnings. Sunsets, they grant a very special kind of permission. A green light to take all the value and the beauty, all the life lived, and carry it into tomorrow. Which sounds easy enough. But then again, on paper, so does running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. And I'd wonder, how could something be painful and transformative? How could something break me and be good for me? It's not hard to see the dissonance there, right? But here's the thing. Oddly enough, that seemingly paradoxical experience is consistent. Consistent throughout our lives, appearing every time we grow. Our darkest moments feel like endings, perhaps because we're hanging on to what was, the ideas that felt like home. But in actuality, those moments, those goodbyes, are already the beginning of something new. The same way midnight sparks the beginning of a new calendar day right in the heart of darkness. Unbeknownst to us, while the world is turned off and our minds are asleep. A hello in disguise. When we said goodbye, my heart immediately declared war on my mind. Why? Because her not being there didn't make sense. Because when you care about something, you fight for that thing. Because goodbyes, well, they signify change, and I liked this chapter. But my brain fired right back. Right idea, just wrong time. What's the reality of this situation? Did you ask yourself that? It said letting go can be the hardest thing and the right thing simultaneously, that I should know the rules. And so goodbyes were said and suns, they set. And we went to sleep in separate beds, not knowing anything about the future except that it would be different. Way different than today. And immediately in comes the heart, picks up the mic, tap, tap, is this thing on? Check, 1, 2. Hey, make sure you're aware of what's gone. Make sure you spend your time thinking about what you don't have. See the blank pages? They used to have writing. You see the empty space that used to be occupied. Make sure you shine that spotlight on what was once there. Oh, it's empty? How does that make you feel? Asks the heart. Then the door opens, in comes the brain, the pragmatist, more direct, certainly more matter of fact. Says, hey, time to move. You have things to build and places to go. You can't let that blood-pumping organ get in the way of what really matters here. Lace up your shoes. Open the door. Go make a name for yourself, kid. Go be that guy. You get what you focus on, remember? Focus on the reality, the process, the analytics. Data doesn't lie.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
I. Your heart does, though. I let them fight it out for a few. Our desire for faction so deeply ingrained that I feel like I'm looking down at myself while my right half fights my left half. How best do we go forward here? Right, wrong, yes, no, stop, go, before realizing, like so many things, the truth hides in the gray space. Maybe in an obtuse way, they both want the same thing. The truth is, it hurts. Because change hurts, but that doesn't mean I've lost more than I've gained. It doesn't mean that yesterday's memories won't impact the minutes that make up tomorrow. Nothing is disappearing into thin air here. This isn't a magic trick. The time spent doesn't suddenly become meaningless. No, it comes along. Because I'll continue to move along in those moments are now me. So recalibrate. Acknowledge that. When I watch a movie, see a concert, go on a breathtaking hike, run up the coast in the morning, they are experiences that take me somewhere beyond the physical. They're peak experiences, but they are not forever. And interestingly enough, upon their completion, they're not quite gone either. They make a little home for themselves somewhere in the soul, like a candle that, as small as it might burn, is never truly extinguished, a light to help guide the way forward. And so when we find ourselves in the dark, how powerful that we remember to reach for it. As the saying goes, you have everything you need. And you do, because of everywhere you've been and everyone that's helped keep your soul ablaze. You are the continuation of the best story ever written. And no hero makes it on his own. And so that night, I decided to mix things up a bit. Sit under the bright lights of the South Florida sky, glistening pieces of wisdom that share for free. And the moon, that moon, which I recently learned we can only see because the sun's light reflects off of it. Perhaps they too knew each other in a previous life. But me, I got in my car, drove out to the beach, a nice change of scenery. Figured it would be a real treat to hear myself think, to find clarity. Climbed up onto a lifeguard stand, let my feet dangle over the edge, and just looked out. Watched the waves crash on the sand. The clock would strike midnight soon, and while the world slept, I would be given a brand new day. And what a relief. Because the previous one was painful, the previous one hurt, the previous one broke me. But as I sat there, waves crashing, feet dangling, I was starting to feel like those little pieces just might come together to comprise something meaningful. As Hemingway put it, the world breaks everyone, and afterward many are strong at the broken places. Well, under those stars, I felt like I could be strong. Like once again, I could be anything, and the heart and the head can bicker all they want. But they're saying the same things just through each other. One sees what's no longer there, the other sees what's next, and that's what goodbyes do. Force us to look around and realize what we've become as we start the next journey. Eyes a little wider, soul shining a little brighter, because of her because of me, because of the blank spaces, because of what will someday occupy them, because of what it all means. And just like that, midnight. Quiet, calm. Those waves, they crashed and they crashed and they crashed, celebrating the new day. They've certainly been here before, and they'll be here tomorrow, long after I come and go. And in a way, my impermanence is what makes the now so precious, why it all matters, why the sun and moon conspire to shine light on this very lifeguard stand at this very moment in time, reminding me that down is not out, wandering is not lost, that I am stronger than I've ever been. And sometimes it takes a goodbye to remind us.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.